Hey friends, welcome to the Fielder Worship Team Devotional Podcast. This is our space to refocus, recharge, and realign our hearts, minds, and bodies as we learn to follow God together. Our mission is to point people to Jesus, and these devotionals are here to help us grow closer to Him as we prepare to lead out in worship. No matter where you serve on this team, this podcast is for you. My prayer is that each episode is an opportunity to inhale the gospel so that we can exhale together as we serve the church. Let's jump into today's devotional together. Have you ever walked into a church gathering feeling like you have to put a mask on just to worship? The weight of the world is on your shoulders. Work has been hard. Friendships may be falling apart. The kids aren't listening. You're not getting along with your spouse, or you've been rocked by a recent diagnosis. But the leaders on stage are excitedly leading you to shout because Jesus is alive. And so you either compartmentalize and fake it till you make it, or you disengage until the mood better suits your current emotional state. Now, I'm not knocking on worship leaders for ramping up the energy at the beginning of a service. I've done that many times. And it's good and right to celebrate King Jesus. But our lives don't usually follow the service order and planning center, going from upbeat to mid-tempo to reflective at a steady pace. Life is messier and less stable than we'd like it to be, and it can often feel like our worship suffers from that. But it doesn't have to, and honestly, it should be enriched by it. I want us to read together Psalm 42, verses 1 through 5, and it says this: As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, Where is your God? I remember this as I pour out my heart. I walked with many, leading the festive procession to the house of God, with joyful and thankful shouts. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. The psalmist is clearly not at his happiest. Tears are rolling down his face as he remembers happier times. He feels that God is distant, asking when he can come and appear before God, longing to be with him so that the aches and pains of life can be worked out and the hardest questions answered. Let's read the rest of the psalm, verses 6 through 11. I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, Where is your God? Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Now, I am deeply depressed is probably not a phrase you'll often hear in a church gathering, but these are real feelings from a real person serving a real God. The questions just keep pouring out of him. Why have you forgotten me? Why do I have to continue in sadness? Why aren't you intervening? Where are you? Maybe you resonate with these questions. Maybe you've asked some of them yourself. For a long time, I felt like those questions were too deep and too raw to bring before God. I thought that to approach him, I had to have all my I's dotted and my T's crossed, every doubt put to rest, any feeling of frustration or confusion shoved into a corner far away from what actually comes out of my mouth. But this isn't what God wants from us. I heard a sermon from the late Pastor Tim Keller where he said something along these lines. The Psalms are the prayer book of the Bible, and God has given us permission to pray anything written in them. So, what kind of prayers are written in the Psalms? I'm glad you asked. In the Psalms, we find prayers of lament, deep sadness over the brokenness and injustice of life in this fallen world. We find prayers of anger, where the authors call for God's justice and revenge on their enemies. We see prayers of despair, marked by cries of hopelessness. We see prayers of envy, where the authors look at sinners and are envious of their supposed success. Now, what's the common thread between all of these? They are prayers. Even though they are messy and unpolished, they are the heart cries of God's people spoken directly to God Himself. God isn't asking us to stuff our feelings, to hide the things that feel raw or insensitive or even wrong. What He is asking is that we take those feelings to Him. He's big enough to handle them. He can take our sadness, our despair, our frustrations, our doubts, our anger, our anxieties. In fact, He wants us to give those to Him. There's a repeated phrase in Psalm 42 that we see in verses 5 and 11 that I want us to look back at. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. In the final hours of His life, Jesus' cry of despair mirrors this psalm. My God, why have you forsaken me? He was deeply honest about his circumstances and his pain as he hung on a Roman cross. Yet moments before taking his final breath, he confirmed his hope in God, just like this psalm. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In God's hands, our deep-seated longings, anxious questions, and profound pain can turn into divine hope. Hope that we don't have to rely on our own abilities or wisdom. Hope that we serve a God who in Himself has all wisdom and all power. Hope that even when our souls are in turmoil, resurrection is coming. And when, in those honest moments, we choose to say, I will still praise you, my Savior and my God. Our worship reminds us of the hope that we have in Jesus. If you've listened up to this point, you've reached the end of the devotional, but I've also recorded some reflection questions and a brief prayer if you'd like to stick around. I've built some time in between these questions to give you space to think, to respond, and even to wrestle with the Lord. I'll wrap it up with a short prayer based on the devotional content. All of this is also available in the show notes if you'd prefer to read through it. So let's take some time to reflect on these questions. Do you feel like you can truly be honest with God in prayer? Why or why not? Have you ever walked through a circumstance similar to the author of Psalm 42? What brought you back to a place of hope? Is there an unprocessed feeling or raw emotion you're holding on to that you haven't brought before the Lord? Take a moment now to start that conversation with Him. Be open to Him turning despair into hope. Let's pray together now. Father, I confess that I often struggle to see where you are in my life. In those moments, fear grips my heart, and anxiety takes up residence in my body. My mind is filled with questions and doubts, and I don't always feel like I can bring those things to you. But I trust that you do want me to take all things to you. The difficult, the messy, the raw, so that you can meet me in that place. Please, Lord, transform my despair into hope and my tears into joy. I will still praise you, my Savior and my God, even when I can't see where you are, even when I don't understand what you're doing. I choose to follow the way of Jesus, who cried out in despair, but ultimately put his hope in you. Today, I choose to put my hope in the living God, the only one who can give dead things new life. I put my hope in the resurrected Jesus. It's in his name I pray. Amen.